So many people in this world have such a low estimation of who they are, what they're capable of, and what they're worth. We have a label that we use for that: low self-esteem. And the depth of this problem is so profound, it's a catastrophe that's robbing so many of the year that lies ahead. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at your year ahead from a different perspective. This week, we're kicking off the new year with a series of messages that I've called New Year, Fresh Start. After all, as I mentioned the other day, that's what celebrating the new year is all about. Right now, as we see people for the first time in this new year, we're greeting them with Happy New Year, aren't we? That kind of runs out sometime in the second half of January, I guess. But right now, today, tomorrow, this week and next, you and I will welcome people, greet people with a Happy New Year quite a few more times. The sad truth, however, is that many of those people, by far the majority, aren't in fact looking forward to a Happy New Year. They're carrying around heavy burdens, the regrets of the past, the worries of tomorrow. And it's not just other people. Each one of us, to some extent, has doubts, uncertainties about whether we're up to it, whether we have what it takes to face this new year. A lot of that comes back to who we think we are and how we see ourselves. Many years ago, in my late 20s, I became involved in an IT consulting firm. I was one of the partners, the owners, but we had another guy, Graham is his name, the managing director, the boss, by virtue of the fact that he was 20 years my senior and much smarter and much more mature than me. And when we would go into a potential client organisation to listen to their needs so we could bid for some new consulting work, he would always ask them a series of questions about their recent experiences with technology. Any recent projects, recent implementations, recent experiences. How did it go? How was the project perceived? Was it a success? Was it a failure? What did you learn from your experience? Those are the sort of questions that he asked. When I asked him about it, why he was asking those questions, he answered with this incredibly illuminating idea. He said it's because people's recent experience shapes their perception and their outlook of the future. And you know what? He was absolutely right. In each consulting proposal, we would include our understanding of those recent experiences and the perceptions and therefore the client's felt need. And as a result, time and time again, because of that one thing, because we demonstrated we understood where they were at and what their needs were, we would win the consulting work. But let's come back to that piece of insight. People's recent experience shapes their perception and their outlook of the future. That is so relevant today as we stand on the threshold of yet another new year, because the unpleasant experiences from last year and the year before and maybe the year before that seem to accumulate in our hearts and minds. And what those experiences often seem to be telling us is that we failed. I failed, therefore I'm a failure. It makes us insecure. It makes us fearful. It makes us unable to lay hold of the amazing new things that God has planned for the year ahead. People who have a low sense of their own worth can't enjoy their lives. They can't love other people. They can't be loved by other people. They certainly can't carry joy and peace and hope around in their hearts. So what if I told you that this is one of the main reasons that God sent Jesus, his son, to this earth? To save you and me from slavery. Way back in the Old Testament, when the Israelites were indeed slaves in Egypt, God said this to Moses, Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them. And years later, when Jesus commenced his public ministry, quoting the prophet Isaiah, this is what he had to say about the reason that he came to this earth, Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And the way he does that, the way he sets us free, the way he removes this distorted view that so many people have of themselves, is that he renews who they are. Jesus used the term born again when he was talking to Nicodemus one night, and Nicodemus just didn't get it. So later on in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul explains it this way. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, look, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away, and see, everything has become new. You and I, we're not defined by our failures, the abuses, the sins, the regrets, the hurts and the losses of our past. Because the moment we believe in Jesus, we become a new creation. In God's eyes, I am no longer the old sinner Bernie, rebel Bernie, failure Bernie, or hurt Bernie, because I believe in Jesus. I am a new creation, completely new, because God has made me so. And therefore, everything, did you get that word? Everything old has passed away. It's gone. God has wiped it away. Psalm 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. And so everything has become new. The past is no longer part of who I am. I'm not defined by the past anymore. But there's a word in that verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that I want you to notice, just three letters, so it's easy to skip over. It's the word see. See? Everything has become new, see? Because God wants you to see. That's why he's brought us together today. His word has the power to set you free from your past. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. And that fresh start begins with a new you. So let me give it to you one more time. This powerful, life-changing word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If any of you is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away, and see, everything has become new. I want you to imagine for a moment that you committed a horrendous crime and so you spent a long time in prison. So you wore those orange overalls and you had a prisoner number, 478653. You slept in a cell, you came and went only when the guards allowed you to, and as far as the guards and your fellow prisoners and indeed society as a whole was concerned, you were a criminal and a prisoner. But today is the day of your release. You did the crime, you served the time, and right now, right this minute, you walk out of that prison. And the moment you step over the line between inside the prison and outside the prison, you cease to be a criminal and a prisoner because your debt to society has been paid. And the reason that so many prisoners reoffend and end up back inside again is because once they step over that line, they don't come to grips with their new identity. They never lay hold of the new freedom they are because of how the law and society now sees them. And the problem for so many people in life is exactly that. They never lay hold of the powerful truth that we discover here in God's word in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that the moment you believe in Jesus, the moment you step over that line from rebellion against God to faith in Jesus, you have a completely new identity, a complete right standing with God, so much so that he declares you to be a new creation, completely new. That's what's on offer here, a new identity, a new life, not because you or I paid the debt, but because Jesus did it for you. No matter what this year holds, there's one thing for certain. Wrap your heart around this truth. Accept the new identity you have in Christ, and it's going to be an awesome year. Some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory, victory over our sin and over our circumstances, victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised after all. The Word of God is alive and active. Amen? I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.